Members of the Conference Committee on House Bill 645 will come to order. Prudence, would you take the roll, please?
Senator Esp?
Here.
Senator Peterson?
Here.
Senator Keen?
Here.
Representative Sessel?
Here.
Representative Heiner?
Here.
Representative McNutt?
Here.
Representative Morgan?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank Prudence. And the usual rules, turn the cell phones off and all that stuff. We're going to hear committee, if it's agreeable to the vice chair, we're going to hear from the staff on 645 and in general what they recognize as issues we may need to deal with, and just a general overview from our staff and then also from the budget office's staff. And so unless you have an opening statement, we will just proceed with Clayton, if you would like to begin, please. Just a second, Clayton, we'll have you up and running here. We'll have her in a minute here. Try her now, Clayton.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Clayton Schenk, legislative fiscal analyst. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. And certainly, House Bill 645 has added a level of complexity to the budget process this session, and that's probably an understatement. And there's a great deal of coordination between this bill and House Bill 2 in particular, but also other bills. And I know it's not the most simple, certainly the most simple bill, and staff is just here to offer our assistance in any way we can, both in terms of contemplating various amendments or different options and working with you on your negotiations and your plans, and then putting together amendments. And some of these amendments will be fairly complex, so we just ask as much time as we can to prepare them. The coordination, I don't think I can overstate that there's a lot of it, and this bill has been going through adjustments for quite some time and is a moving target. And some of the coordination we did, there's changed. The reason for it has changed or been eliminated or whatever. And we've been going through that at great length to figure out just what has to be done. And there's a number of what I'll just call generally technical amendments that have to be done to coordinate this. There's going to be other coordinating language and technical things that have to be done based on what you ultimately come up with as a solution. And so I would urge that, I think the budget office will speak for itself, but we met yesterday with the budget office, services division, Code Commissioner Pettish, and fiscal division about concerns about quality control and making real sure that we don't have any issues in this bill, either in this bill or House Bill 2, that have unintended consequences because we overlooked it. And so we're urging that that you give staff time once you have crafted a proposal. Somewhere along the way, I would strongly recommend a 24-hour period for both the executive and the legislative staff to review this bill in detail and make sure that what you're proposing and your ultimate solution, it probably depends on the extent of amendments you do, to review it and make absolutely certain that we've got it all figured out and what additional coordinating or tweaking it takes. And I think that 24 hours would be well spent. So I would recommend that to you. And then there's the issues of probably timing between these two bills and what has to be done to each bill, and then which one you should do that to first, and the potential that a lot of the coordinating language, once you have a solution, could be taken out if we all knew the final solution and could do that. But certainly, if you have the recommendation up front, then we can maybe up front before you do the final vote figure out, make sure everything ticks and ties and MOEs are met and every requirement of the ARRA, and then you vote on it. Or if that's not possible, to do it on the end before you wrap up this bill. So we're here and available as staff, and this weekend, if you have need for staff to work together with you, please let us know, and we'll make sure that we have the right people here to do that. And I would defer to Taryn to discuss further if she wants to about specifically any coordinating language or technical amendments that need to be done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Layton. Taryn, would you like to comment, please?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I guess I'll repeat something I said a little earlier, and that is that you're going to see technical amendments that fix things that can be dispensed with immediately. But you're also going to see technical amendments as you go forward and as decisions are made on House Bill 2 that are going to be required to make sure that the three bills do sync. Right now, there's a lot of coordinating language in there, and I think one of the goals is to have as little coordinating language left when you are done as possible in order to cut down on number one, differences in interpretation of what that coordinating language may mean, potential double appropriations, and the like. But we will certainly be assisting you as you go forward with that. Another of the technical type amendments that you will see is, for instance, that the fiscal stabilization funding is over-appropriated right now, or under-appropriated, and general fund is over-appropriated. That was something that the Senate did with the intention that that funding switch was going to be made. And so general fund will be reduced, fiscal stabilization monies will be increased. There is also an over-appropriation right now of a transfer from the general fund to the school facilities account, and some of those school facility account monies are being used for non-school purposes. And so the bottom line will not be a change in the general fund, but it does need to be synced up so that what you are funding with school facilities now is actually appropriate for that account. But again, that is in large extent a technical amendment that you will see to sync those two things up. A couple other things, OPI brought it to the attention of the budget office and us that there needs to be some clarification of language on how the 2% increase to the schools is actually going to be allocated. There will be obviously some tweaking that, some significant tweaking that needs to be done once property reappraisal, as the budget office pointed out today, as well as what is being done in House Bill 2, so that the appropriate maintenance of effort levels are maintained in education and the appropriate fiscal stabilization monies are also spent. Couple other things, but that's primarily it, Mr. Chairman. And again, you're going to see a lot of coordination, as Clayton mentioned, as you go forward, and we will assist you in any way we can.
Thank you, Taryn. Taryn, are there any other budget staff that have, or fiscal staff that has any comments at this time? Seeing none, I think I'd, Director Yule, would you like to comment, or would you like Amy to run through your view of things? Welcome, Amy.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. This is Amy Carlson with the Governor's Budget Office. I'll reiterate a lot of things that the legislative fiscal staff have already made, primarily that I think 24 hours is sort of a minimum for us to, after you've made your decision on what you want to do, giving us the chance to really evaluate it and make sure that we've got everything tying and fitting together, because it is very complicated, and trust me, both staffs are going to be working on it all of those 24 hours to make sure that that really does tie, because none of us want to come back. So to me, that's critical that you give us that opportunity to make sure things fit. We do have some technical things that we've worked on and are communicating with the fiscal staff on. We'll be here and ready to help all of you craft this and make sure it fits. And I think that's about it.
Thank you, Amy. At this time, we will open it up to questions, comments from the committee. Senator Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, I guess question for staff. Are there bills that have to be resolved prior to the resolution of this bill and possibly House Bill 2? I'm just asking some timing issues And I guess more specifically, what I'm referring to is the property tax reappraisal deal. I mean, is there some timing issues here that we have to be aware of?
Karen.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Peterson, we were just discussing that earlier, and the budget office did raise that specific issue, and we certainly agree that the property reappraisal bill will have an impact on the funding for the schools, and consequently that does need to be synced up with these two bills to ensure that the appropriate general fund is being spent, MOE, et cetera, and also fiscal stabilization. So yes, that is a critical bill, that there is some type of idea of what you want to accomplish before this can be completed.
Further questions, Senator Peterson? Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chairman, question for Karen. Where is that bill right now? I mean, I know it's been kind of tied up in a conference committee. Is it moving?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Morgan, my understanding is that the House is in possession of that bill right now to make a determination of whether or not you wish to accept the Senate amendments.
And, Chair and Representative Morgan, it's my understanding that when the House goes in tomorrow, they will move to reject and appoint a conference committee on tomorrow's agenda. Further questions from the committee? Comments, Representative Cecil?
Thank you, Chairman. I had my questions asked earlier in the discussion of House Bill 2. I'll just state for the record, and you heard some of it, but for everybody's edification on this committee, we hope to meet together. That's House Bill 2 and House Bill 645 committees and 676 will meet as one. We've tentatively established 10 a.m. on Monday for that time and place to meet together, try to make sure that when we make a change in one bill as it affects the other and vice versa, we can do that in as efficient a way as possible. 676, of course, is the implementing bill for two, so there's really nothing in 676 that won't be affected and vice versa. So we like the conferees. There's probably going to be a few more of us, maybe. Several of us are on all three, several of us are on two, and then a couple are just on one of the three. So we'll have a group of about 14 or so that I can tell, and try to meet as one as we move through the process, and then you may have some comments on when we might have to break away as separate committees.
Thank you, Representative Cecil, and I think that's true at least for the initial meeting and for the wrap-up meetings. We may, as a conference committee on 645, meet separately for a couple of times to just kind of hammer out the differences between the House and Senate versions of the bill that have no relationship to the other interplay between the bills. But we certainly will intend to meet here Monday morning, and at the end of the day to try to chew things up, we will meet simultaneously with the other conference committees. Senator Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, I guess another question possibly for Taryn. When will we have a pretty good analysis of the over-appropriation in the school facilities and the under-appropriation in the stabilization, I guess. Will we have a pretty good summary of that on Monday so we kind of know within each of these bills what impact that has and what changes might be necessary and in the end if we're over- or under-appropriated?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Peterson, yeah, very, very easily on Monday. I think we have a very clear picture of just what is necessary. We could even have amendments for you. There are some policy issues about how you want to approach it is really the only issue in regard to that.
And Taryn and members of the committee, I'm hoping also on Monday to have a summary of the changes that we did in the Senate so that everybody understands where we went and, at least technically, and then we can tell you why we did it at that time too, but so that everybody kind of has a starting point to see what the differences are between your version and our version, specifically. So hopefully on Monday we can have that and have a presentation by our staff on those, changes and why they were made. Also, we made several changes in the education portion of the funding at the request of, Director Ewer and to balance up things so that they can apply in the end for the funds needed from the federal program. So hopefully on Monday we'll have sort of a fairly specific look at those issues and why we did what we did. Any other questions, Representative Morgan?
Mr. Chairman, just a question from the chairman's standpoint. What are you looking at time frame as far as when we have to have this done, all of these big bills? Are we looking at Tuesday night? What is your kind of your vision at this point?
Representative Morgan, we have a couple things in play. One of the problems we have is that the reappraisal bill will not have a conference committee appointed until after 1 o'clock on Monday. You guys might be able to appoint tomorrow. We're not going in, so our committee won't be appointed till Monday. So that, and you heard from the staff that that's has some interplay with what we're doing. So we will have a proposal possibly on the other issues within the bill prior to the time, but at the end of the day, we have to chew that up with whatever they decide to do in the reappraisal bill. And so hopefully that will be by Tuesday, but that's pushing the envelope for the reappraisal bill unless they come to a quick resolution on what they think should be done there, in my view. But there's no reason we can't have our work done by then. But there's a lot of technical interplay that needs to be chewed up, and then we have to let staff figure that out for 24 hours, like you heard. So we may have our work done by Tuesday at noon. We may not be able to adopt the committee report till Wednesday at noon or Wednesday evening or whatever it may be. Or Thursday. I mean, it just depends on how things all work with the other bills. Senator Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I have also another question with regard to some comments I heard today that maybe what was done in the Senate version was not, quote, legal, end quote, with regard to the federal language in 645. I'm assuming that some of that has to do with the over and under appropriations here that you've already addressed, but are there some other issues here that we should be aware of, or does the budget office know of some things that were done in the Senate version that are not in accordance with the federal language?
Ms. Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Amy Carlson for the record. Senator Peterson, the only little things that I'm aware of, and I call them mostly technical, are the $11.5 million that we talked about earlier that is mostly technical. And the other is we are still slightly off after all the machinations of the education stabilization. We are still off just a tiny bit there, but I don't want to change any of that until we know where 658 is and House Bill 2 is in those things, and actually House Bill 152 is into this play as also. But when we get all that straightened out Monday, we should have that straightened out, then we should be able to tie up that loose end as well. But those are the only kind of legal issues that I'm aware of right now. So.
Further questions, Senator Peterson?
Thank you for that. I was just trying to get a feel for, you know, where we were and what we could expect to find out on Monday.
Senator Peterson, Taryn, would you like to address that issue also?
Mr. Chairman, I did want to reiterate that the $7.5 million in fiscal stabilization is purely a technical. It is not a legal issue at all, and it will actually save you some general fund. And it was strictly because the Senate reduced something that was funded with fiscal stabilization and replaced it with general fund. And so there's simply need to take something that's funded with general fund and fund it with fiscal stabilization. It's not a legal issue at all. I did, when the quote came out in the paper from Speaker Berggren, that there was some concerns that there was illegality in 645, whether or not he agreed in any way with that statement, and he did not at that point know any of anything illegal in the bill.
Further questions, comment? If not, I guess I'll just a final comment that the bill and how it interplays with other bills is a fairly complicated picture, and there will be, as we go forward, technical adjustments there, as there always is, but this time more so than others because there is an interplay that has to be balanced properly because of the requirements of the federal act. And so we will have to be mindful of that when we go in and start trying to move money around. It does have ramifications elsewhere, and we need to be careful about that. And I guess if there are no further comments, I think this is a job we can do, and I think we can come to some understanding on the bill, and we will. And we will move forward for the good of the people of Montana. We will begin again at 10 a.m. Monday morning. We will begin again at 10 a.m.